You're listening to protesters shouting shame at embattled Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen this week while she was eating at a Mexican restaurant in Washington. Video of that protest was widely shared on social media. And this morning, protesters showed up outside Nielsen's home, blasting an audio recording of migrant children crying out for their mothers and fathers from a facility in Texas. More protests are planned across the country in the coming days as migrant parents and children separated at the border under the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy wait to be reunited. Joining us now is Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. She's here to talk about how this and other news is playing out online this week. Femi,
hey there,
it was great to have you here in the studio this week, but now back in your usual spot. Okay,
back
we miss
to
you
work.
Too. Well, tell us what other protests you're seeing pop up on social media over the family separations.
Oh, Jeremy, this really is a fierce battleground. Hashtag families belong. That's a huge march, June the 30th, coming to Washington, D.C. But there are sister marches all around the country. They haven't been cancelled because of the executive order, which came earlier on this week. People are still going to get out and march and say the way that the administration right now is looking at migrants, we should look at that again. Facebook fundraisers are also happening. A lot of the young children who are separated from their families and also migrants who need help from lawyers, all of that help is being done pro bono. There is one organization on Facebook which is called Reunite an Immigrant Parent with Their Child. In the last few days has raised $20 million. Hmm. And that's literally just to pay for legal fees.
Well, one of the images that has helped stoke the passion of protesters is one of a two-year-old girl crying at the border. It's also featured on the cover of Time magazine. But now, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders is tweeting that it is shameful that the media has been exploiting this photo of this little girl and that she was not separated from her mom. What's the story here?
Well, the photograph was taken by John Moore. It was shared by Getty. And he has explained in a number of places, including on NPR, the circumstances of the photograph. So it was a group of people were found by a border patrol. He took the picture as the mum had to put her little girl down. And the mum is called Sandra Sanchez. The little girl is called Yanela. And the fear and the separation anxiety, he caught that on camera. But he did say, I don't know what happened to them next. I have no idea. A lot of people now are looking online to see where they might be. And according to officials and foreign officials, the mum and the daughter are together. Mm-hmm. And that's about all we know at the moment.
It's amazing, though, how much just one image can tell a story that a lot of people get from what is going on here. There's another one, the New Yorker cover coming up is one that features the Statue of Liberty with children crouched below clutching to her robe.
And Jeremy, there's a couple of viral memes going around as well. Dykstra Dam. I don't want you to also think that this is all coming from one side. Dykstra Dam has a meme of former President Barack Obama. He is smiling. And then on the top of it, it says detained over 90,000 kids, --. No one cared. Stamp liberal privilege. Hmm. So there are dueling memes going on. And this one, I think this is coming up quite a lot over the last couple of weeks. It's really a history refresher. Let's not act like separating kids from their parents is something that just started happening. Lots of pictures from history books of slavery where children and parents mm-hmm. were deliberately separated.
First Lady Melania Trump has caused a firestorm over a jacket that she wore on her way to visit a facility that's holding migrant children in Texas. Stephen Colbert mocked the jacket on his show last night.
Melania wore a jacket that says, I really don't care, do you?
Wow.
That's what they settled on? What was her first choice? A jacket that says, womp womp.
Colbert referencing there Corey Lewandowski, a former Trump advisor, saying womp womp on Fox News earlier this week while mocking a child with Down syndrome separated from her mom at the border. You know, at first people thought the photo of Melania Trump wearing the jacket yesterday was fake.
Hashtag not Photoshop.
But
it's
it wasn't.
Not Photoshop. No, not at all. In fact, Stephanie Grisham, who is the spokeswoman for the First Lady, sent out a tweet to say, you know, we shouldn't be distracted by the jacket. You should really be looking at what Melania Trump was doing down on the border. Hashtag she cares. Hashtag it's just a jacket. That started another conversation. Mindy says, It's June and sweltering. She obviously didn't need a jacket. And then Stephanie Miller says, in Texas? Mm-hmm. So there's a whole conversation about why would the First Lady even be wearing a jacket, and also how distracting it was from her mission to actually draw attention to the children who've been separated at the border.
Yeah, this time of year, even in Minnesota, it would be kind of strange to wear a jacket. One other story we've been watching, Femi, New Zealand's Prime Minister has given birth to a healthy baby girl. She shared photos on Instagram and social media celebrating. How significant is it for a world leader to give birth while in office?
This is the first time in about 30 years that a world leader has given birth in office. The last time was back in 1990 with the former Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, who gave birth to her baby back then. But New Zealanders are celebrating because they're saying this is gender equality, because the PM was working just a few hours before she gave birth and her partner will be a stay-at-home dad. So New Zealand is saying, hey, look at our PM. She's taking 6 weeks off and then she's going to get straight back to work.
It's Femi Oke, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English, also getting straight back to work after her stint here at Here and Now this week. Femi, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Jeremy.